It says, now Thomas, one of the 12 called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe it. John chapter 20. Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So he told the other disciples, he said, they said, well, we've seen the Lord. And he said unto them, unless I see the proof,
yeah,
I ain't going to believe it.
Yeah.
But just a little while, I want to speak from the subject. He's stuck between the rock and the hard place.
All right.
Stuck between the rock
and the hard place.
Between the rock and the hard place.
Yeah, Lord.
Don't y'all get quiet on me. Stuck between a rock and
a hard place.
A hard place. Can we say that with some conviction? I'm just trying to wake you up. Stuck between a
rock
and
a hard place.
Stuck between the
rock
and the hard place. Amen. Faith Hunter, an American author and writer, says, and I quote, she says, my favorite biblical verse is Jesus wept. Mm-hmm. She says, it demonstrates that Jesus knew what it meant to grieve. Mm-hmm. On one hand, he allowed his best friend to die when he could have showed up and saved him. And on the other hand, when he did show up and raise him from the grave, he did so understanding that he himself would have to die. She said, at this moment, I believe Jesus was stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Oh yeah.
If you've been around for just a little while, or you've got a little age on you, this is a phrase that you're completely familiar with. This is an old adage that's used to refer to a dilemma of some sort. It's usually applied where there is a difficult or an uncomfortable decision that one has to make. When it seems as though your back has been placed up against the wall.
Yeah.
For example, when you're wondering how you want to pay the rent. And you realize that all the money has been spent. When you realize that you need to go and buy some food,
yeah.
But you look and say, the baby needs a new pair of shoes.
Yeah,
and you're looking at a light bill that's due. When you find out that the telephone has been disconnected, but you can't pay it because you're still waiting on your next
paycheck.
When you know that God can work it out,
yeah.
But you're yet trying to figure it out. Somebody knows what it's like to be caught between a rock
and
a hard place. When Moses had Pharaoh's army at his back and the mountains that were at his side and the Red Sea to his front, he was stuck between a rock
and a hard place.
Abraham, when God told him to go and sacrifice the son that he promised he'd have in order to carry on his name, Abraham was stuck between a rock
and
a hard place. That husband whose wife said, baby, always tell me the truth, even if it hurts my feelings. Somebody knows that he's stuck between a rock
and
a hard place. I don't know if that's you this morning, but I got good news for you. David says, I will bless the Lord at his praise shall. So even if you're stuck between a rock and a hard place, what's your response to being stuck between a rock and a hard place? You ought to bless the Lord. It seems like now is a good time to bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at his praise shall continue. We're going to wait for the musicians to catch up with me. This is a good time to insert a praise break right here. I will bless the Lord at his praise. The text says, now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus showed up. Mm-hmm. Can I read that again?
Yeah.
It's something packed up in there. Y'all just ain't caught it just yet. Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came.
All right.
Listen, in the previous chapter of this Johannine text, John tells us all about the crucifixion.
Yeah.
John tells us all about the cross.
Uh-huh.
And then John tells us about the criticality of the suffering of Christ on Calvary.
Come on now.
John records for us that the body of Jesus had been relegated to a tomb. Mm-hmm. That the body of Jesus had been resurrected and raised from the dead.
Yeah.
And that in bodily form, he revealed himself to his disciples.
Uh-huh.
Yet the text said, now Thomas, one of the 12 called the twin, watch this, was not with them when Jesus showed up.
Yeah.
The text says that they called Thomas the twin.
Come on now.
But we've come to know Thomas by another name.
Yeah.
Many of us know him by
Doubting
Thomas. That sounds like I got a church about three.
Yeah.
Some of us know him as Doubting Thomas. But if I can take this liberty to this morning to rename him.
Come on now.
According to the text, I would call Thomas Consistent Thomas.
Well.
Why would you call him Consistent Thomas?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like to me that Thomas, watch this, was consistently missing.
Come on now. Come on. You preach.
All right.
Watch this. When Jesus was being crucified, the record holds that Thomas was not there.
Yeah.
When Jesus was being hung up on the cross, the record reveals that Thomas was not there. When they took the bruised and battered body of Jesus into Joseph's new tomb, you'll find that Thomas
was not there.
When Jesus was resurrected and raised from the dead again, Thomas was not there. And according to our text today, when Jesus revealed himself to the other disciples, the text says Thomas
was not there.
In other words, he was consistently missing.
Yeah.
I need you to understand that favor comes by way of faithfulness. Tell your neighbor, favor comes by way of faithfulness. Might I suggest to you that the reason so many of us are stuck between a rock and a hard place is because so many of us are consistently out of position.
Help, Lord.
The reason why some of us may be stuck between a rock and a hard place right now in our life is because so many of us are consistently out of position. There are a lot of deep things when it comes to the things of God. Things such as theology and soteriology and eschatology and epistemology and even biblical theology, biblical philosophy. There is an abundance of deep things as it relates to the things that we can know about God. Yet I regret to inform you that the truth of the matter is today, this is not one of them. This is an open and shut case. Listen, there are some things in life that you can only get only because you are in the right place. There are some things that fell into your lap simply because you found yourself at the right place at just the right time. Listen, when Beyonce tells us to get in position, we all just saw it live. But when the word of God says forsake not the assembly, some of us might come to serve, but that's if it's convenient. That's if the sun is shining. That's if the rain is not pouring. Some of us are just consistently out of position. That's some thing that you're going to get in your life just because you found yourself in the house.
Yeah.
Listen, God told me that everything that we need
is
already in the house.
Yeah.
If it's the word from the Lord that you need, I need you to understand that it's in the house.
Yes.
If it's a breakthrough that you stand in need of, I need you to understand that it's already
in the house.
In the house.
Yes.
If it's a miracle or a blessing that you're looking for, I need you to understand that it's already
in the house.
In the house. Somebody just needs a touch from the Lord. I need you to understand that touch is already
in the house.
I don't know what you stand in need of, but I do know that everything that you need, I need you to understand that it's in the house.
Yes.
But you can't get what God has for you if you're consistently out of position. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, watch this, let us go into the house.
Yeah,
Lord.
Sophisticated crowd. Let me put them back.
Preach, Pastor.
So the text says, he said unto the other disciples, they said unto Thomas, he said, we've seen the Lord. I'm going to match you. I'm going to match you. We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, unless I see in his hands the mark of the nail. And place my finger in the mark of the nails. And place my hand into his side. He said, I will never believe it. He said, I will never believe it. Listen, the harsh reality of the thing is that Jesus did have nail prints in his hands. The reality, the fact of the matter is that he did have nail prints in his feet. The harsh reality is that Jesus did have a wound in his side. And I think sometimes we give Thomas a hard time when the truth of the matter is that after hearing that about everything that Jesus had to endure, how many of us would have responded like Thomas responded? Based upon the facts that he was given, Thomas was just being realistic. Tell your neighbor, he was just keeping it real. I need about five people to catch this. Listen to me closely. This ought to bless your life right here, this simple statement. Listen to me. It's not that Thomas made a mistake. He just had a missed opportunity.
Come on now. That's right. Yeah. I caught it.
About 3 out of 5 people caught that. It's not that Thomas made a mistake.
Yeah.
Thomas just had a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Listen, watch it. His reality almost cost him something real.
Wow.
His reality almost cost him something real. He almost allowed his circumstances to circumvent what was coming his way.
Come on now.
I'm wondering how many of us today have allowed our realities to hinder our destiny. I'm wondering how many of us here today have allowed our disappointments to cause us to miss our set appointments.
Wow.
The reason why you might be stuck between a rock and a hard place right now is because you based your life upon a reality.
Wow.
Your future has been dependent upon the facts and past circumstances. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Yeah.
Why, David? David said, because I made a decision in my mind. He said, I know I'm in the valley right now, but I've decided that I'm not going to let my reality dictate what's real in my life.
Yeah.
Listen, I didn't come to beat you up. I came to get you up.
Yeah.
I know it looks like right now that you're finding yourself in front of a whole lot of closed doors. I know it looks like that you have your access has been denied. I know that it looks like that all of your hopes and your dreams have been deferred despite any disaster that you had to deal with.
Yeah.
Despite any dilemma or disappointment in your life, your destiny is dependent upon the decision that you make right now. Do me a favor. You want to high five our 3 people and say, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Some of y'all sitting beside the wrong somebody because they ain't high-five nobody just yet. I say, and you ought to just be obedient, right? I say, you ought to high-five about 3 people and say, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Your reality is maybe you don't want to be here, but the fact of the matter is that God is in this house and you ought to bless his name. The fact of the matter is you might not like what you're hearing, but the fact of the truth of the matter is that God woke you up, started you on your way, and if you don't like nothing else, you ought to like the Lord of God to give him some praise. Do you serve facts or do you serve by faith?
By God.
Do you serve by facts or do you serve by faith? Thomas had all the facts.
Yeah.
But he wasn't walking in faith.
Yeah.
And so many of us are like Thomas. You know, faith is when you can't see nothing but you keep on moving.
That's right.
Faith is when you don't understand how something works, but you trust that it works.
Yeah.
Every one of you are comfortably sitting in a seat.
Yeah.
That you didn't really know, because you didn't test it.
Right.
You didn't know if it was going to really hold you up. You just sat in it.
Yeah.
That was a show of faith.
Yeah.
You don't know the facts of how a chair was built or manufactured.
That's right.
You don't know if it's a faulty designer.
Yeah.
You don't know if he bootlegged. You don't really know. But by faith, you went and sat down.
Yeah.
And I believe people of faith ought to just operate like so.
Yeah.
You don't have to know everything about God, but you know enough about him that you're going to move anyway. You don't have to know everything that he's done, but you can praise him for what you do know. You don't have to get up from your seat. I'm talking to praises right here. You don't have to take this moment to celebrate him, but the fact of the matter is you're going to do it anyway. Because by faith you understand that he is good, and he is God, and he is God all the time, and all the time he is good. You ought to just take a moment to celebrate him. Listen. Do you serve by faith or do you serve by facts?
Yeah.
Y'all tired of me already. I'm going to take my seat up and tell you this. Listen, facts suggest that water was never meant to be walked on.
Come on now.
Facts suggest that it's impossible for a sea to split in 2 parts and yield dry ground.
Yeah.
Facts suggest that 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread shouldn't have been enough to feed 5,000.
Yeah.
Facts suggest that the hem of a garment shouldn't have enough medication in it that bore the medicine itself.
Yeah.
Facts suggest that you can't put spit on my eyes and cause me to see better.
Yeah.
Facts suggest that telling a paralytic to stand up and take his bed shouldn't have enabled him to walk. Facts suggest that when the death angel shows up for you and that the grave has hold of you, ain't no coming back from that. But when you find yourself between, watch this, the rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't get it. When you find yourself between the rock and a hard place. When you find yourself between the rock and the hard place, watch this. Hard places in life pales in comparison to the rock of ages. The hard places in life pales in comparison to the rock in a weary land. The hard places in life pales in comparison to the rock in the wilderness. What used to be impossible is now possible because of the rock. What used to be denied to you, you now have access because of the rock. Somebody shout, access. I know you don't believe it.
Oh, yeah.
I believe.
I know you don't believe it. Let me further back it up with the text. The text says, 8 days later, the disciples were again inside the house.
Yeah.
But this time, Thomas was with them.
Yeah.
The text says, although the doors were locked, somebody said locked.
Locked.
Also, although the doors were locked, watch this. Jesus came in and stood amongst them.
Yeah.
Notice in the text, Jesus does not use two that we deem necessary to gain access into the room. I wish I had a church right here.
Yeah.
Notice in the text, Jesus did not have a key to insert inside the lock. Notice he didn't have a code to punch at the access door.
Yeah.
Notice he didn't have a special knock that was told to be identified.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, watch this, he didn't even knock on the door.
Yeah.
Come here, Obed-Edom. The Bible lets me know that when the Ark of the Covenant, which represents the presence of God, was kept at the house of Obed-Edom. Obed-Edom's house was exceedingly blessed.
Yeah.
Watch it. When King David found out that Obed-Edom's house was blessed, David said, I got to get what Obed got.
Yeah.
Listen, Obed didn't have everything that King David had, but what he did have, watch this, was the presence of God.
Yeah.
What am I trying to say to you? Too often we think that we have to have certain things to gain access. You might not have the degree that somebody else has. You might not have the look that somebody else has. You might not have the name that somebody else has. You might not have the money or the influence that somebody else has. You might not have the education that somebody else has. But listen, you might not have everything somebody else got, but if you got Jesus, that's all you need to have access. You might not have silver and gold. But if you got Jesus, Peter says, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give it up to you. I don't know what you got in your account. I don't know what you got, what degrees you got hanging on your wall. I don't know where you come from or what your last name is. But what I do know is that if you got Jesus, you got everything.
Everything.
The songwriter says, some people want it all. But I don't want nothing at all if I ain't got Jesus. I don't know what she's talking about, but I think she's talking about Jesus. Just in my holy imagination, I believe that she's talking about. Some people want everything. Some people want diamond rings. Some people want all that other fancy stuff. But if you got Jesus, you got everything. What I'm trying to tell you is that if you got Jesus, you got access. If you got Jesus, you got the key. If you got Jesus, you got a friend who can kick in the door. You got Jesus. Neighbor, I got Jesus.
I got Jesus.
Got a lawyer in the courtroom. I got Jesus.
Yeah.
I got a mighty good friend because I got
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah. I got Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Listen, when Jesus showed up,
he
showed up bearing the fact that he had access.
Yeah.
The door was locked. Some of us have been walking to some locked doors in our life.
Yeah.
Some of us have a destiny that far exceeds our imagination. But you've allowed your reality. You've allowed the facts to tell you that you don't have access.
Wow.
The truth of the matter is that you've been granted access.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
To a whole other level.
Yeah.
You've been granted access to entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Amen.
You've been granted access to peace and prosperity.
Yeah.
You've been granted access to the promises of God. You have access to the presence of God.
Yeah, yeah.
You have access to everything that God has designed for your life.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
But what I need you to get is this. Don't make the mistake that Thomas made.
Yeah.
And that Thomas was walking by fact and not by faith. Play something soft. They don't want me to holler. Yeah. Is that better? Listen, I speak over your life.
My.
access. Notice, Jesus did not have the stuff that the earth requires for him to walk into a door. He just showed up. And he says, behold, I give you power.
Come on.
Right?
Yeah.
I give you power to go into places that should have been closed off to you. So I speak over your life boldness. To step out by faith. Forget about what you know. Sometimes what you know cripples you. Sometimes what you know hinders you. One thing I like about children is children are just so naive.
They
just step out. My son is eight going on 9 months old now. All he knows is that if dad said come in, he'll fall right into my lap. All he knows is that dad is going to be there to catch him. So watch this, he's not scared to take the plunge.
That's right.
Some of us are so scared to move that we get stuck. Like I often say, we've been grown too long. When you've been grown too long, you've been burnt a few times. You've been disappointed a few times. You've been dropped a few times. You've been let down a few times. And it curtails your faith. It stifles your faith. But this is a perfect opportunity to accelerate your faith. The just shall live by faith and not by sight. That's equivalent to living by faith and not by facts. See, we believe what we see. But the faith, the blinded ones, they just take the plumb.
That's right.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you ignite our faith again.
Yes, God.
If this is for you, I want you to lift your hand. We're talking about access granted then. I don't know how you feel about it, but I want a different level of living.
Yes, Lord.
And I want you to understand that you have access to that. Your hopes, your dreams, your desires, you have access to it. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for the holy boldness to take the plunge. Father, I pray that I have a faith like Peter had, where I can step out on water and walk on it like it's dry ground. Father, I pray right now that you continue to give me the strength enough to walk up to the door and push it open. To know that I can walk into places that were closed off to me. That I can do things that seem impossible to other people. That in spite of my background and my circumstances, I can live at a whole nother level. Despite of what's going on in our society, God, that I can live safely in the will of God.
Yeah, God.
I pray right now, God, that you give me strength and power
in the name of Jesus
to live at a whole nother level.
Yes, God.
That I'm not counting on my money, I'm counting on you.
Yeah, God.
I'm not counting on my degree, God, I'm counting on you.
Yeah, Lord.
I'm not counting on what I know.
Yeah.
I'm counting on you.
Yes, God.
I'm not counting on who I know, God.
Yeah.
I'm counting on you.
Yes, God.
That secretly all along, Jesus, I had the key to access in my hand.
Wow.
God, I just pray that you give me the power to access the destiny that you lined up for me to have. I pray, God, that you give me continued access.
Yes, God.
Unlimited access.
Yeah.
To the places of God. God, you said above all things that you wish that I would prosper and my soul would prosper and even have good health.
Yeah.
I claim these things even now.
Yeah.
In the mighty majestic and the matchless name of the Messiah called Jesus. Listen, if you receive that, go ahead and give God a praise in this place. You access. Come on. Come on, I need you to understand that your praise. Come on. Y'all don't want to hear no preaching, so we say, come on, go ahead and praise them. Your praise will grant you access in this place. Go ahead and give God worship. Come on, give him worship. Come on, give him worship.
So
Thomas had a decision to make. Thomas had a decision to make.
Thank you, Lord.
He could either believe the word of some delusional disciples, or he could consistently dwell in the depth of knowing that Jesus had died. Thomas had a decision to make. He was caught between a rock and a hard place. Some of us have a decision to make even now. Do you want to continue to live at the level that you're living, or you want to go into a whole other dimension? I don't know about you, but I want all the stuff that God has for me. I want everything that God has for me. Am I by myself? I want everything. I don't want to die without getting the stuff that was promised to me. When I die, I want to leave some stuff behind because I got everything more than what I needed. So when I walk away, I got something to pass down to my children. I want everything that God has designed for me. Some of you got some stuff that's sitting in the